Don Hasselhoff. Hello, Tunnels. Hello, Aaron. Hello, Walker. Hello, Dina Joe. Hello, Eric.
Are you going to answer my call? Good night. Hello, everybody who I missed because he wouldn't answer my call.
Hey, I was trying. I was saying hi to everybody.
Hi, Mama Hello, Bear Mama Tracy. Bear Tracy.
All right, now wait a minute. Are you going to say hi to him or am I going to say hi to him?
That's my job. You can say, we can both say. It's very nice to be greeted.
Sure. Good to see everybody. Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina Joe and Eric. Coming to you live.
Hi, Donald.
Across the United States of America. From Georgia to the state of Washington. Back over to the little stop in Colorado.
Yes.
Good to see everybody. Does everything sound okay to you? Because my ears are clogged or something this morning. I just can't.
No, it sounds good. Hi, Trunk Cat.
Good. Hello, everybody.
Meow, meow, meow.
It's the same.
Meow.
Just added in. Oh, hi, Tracy.
Excuse me. Good to see everybody. Oh. Welcome to the show.
Who am I missing? Mr. Hasselhoff. Welcome.
Happy 2022.
Yeah.
2022. Man, look how quiet it is. 2022.
Oh, yes.
It's silent. Yeah. Eric, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good this morning.
We're going to start. We had a little sad news over the holiday.
Oh,
sad news over the holiday. The great artist and actress Betty White passed away before her 100th birthday, and that was kind of sad. And I think Eric's prepared a little bit of a few minutes of a little bit of tribute to Betty White's life. Eric, do you have something you want to say about Betty White?
Well, because I know that, you know, losing Betty White, that is really was quite a shock to everybody.
It was.
You know, like, yeah. You know, and her death probably about as big as news as, say, back in 1989, you probably remember where you were the day y'all heard when Lucille Ball died. And Lucille Ball, I know she was like a comedic and, you know, and showbiz legend. I know in other big... And other big deaths that happened, like Elvis when he died in 1977, or when Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett died 12, 13 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Yep. But Betty had been in television for a very long time, for about as long as, like, television has been in existence. I know her first television series was the sitcom Life with Elizabeth, and then... over the years, we've seen her, like, in the Carol Burnett Show and Mama's Family, and we saw her in the Mary Tyler Moore Show as Sue Ann Nivens, and then she was in the Golden Girls as Rose Nyland, and then she, of course, did that 2009 film, The Proposal, opposite Sandra Bullock and Ryan Reynolds, which introduced her to a 21st century audience, and then she was also the oldest person to host Saturday Night Live. You know, back in 2010,
right?
And she had some very memorable, you know, sketches and segments in that episode, and they reran that over the weekend. Then she did Hot in Cleveland opposite, you know, Wendy Malick and Jane Leaves and Valerie Bertinelli.
Right, she leaves quite the legacy, that's for sure.
Oh yes,
I remember her as a little boy. I remember her in a television show with her husband. I can't remember.
Alan Ludden. He was like a legendary game show host.
Yeah. Funny people. All right. Nice. Well, yeah. Got anything else, Eric? That's pretty good. Nice little tribute there.
Well, but I know that when other comedic legends like Carol Burnett and Vicki Lawrence died, we know that's going to definitely be a sad day too.
Well, yeah, but let's not put them in the grave yet.
Well, they still got plenty more time. You know, but...
I saw a sad movie with her last night. It was so good. She's such a good actress.
Who was that?
Oh, yeah.
What was the movie?
I don't know what it was called. They just put it on last night on the Hallmark Channel, and it wasn't planned. They just put it on, I guess, to celebrate her, and then they had on all of the Golden Girls afterwards.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure what it was. It had Jennifer Love Hewitt in it, and it shows off, like, Betty White in the beginning. She plays a young girl, and her husband goes away to war. And he ends up missing in action, and it goes throughout her. But every Valentine's Day, she goes back to the train station where she sent him off, because she said they said that you know they would always remember each other. I don't know the name because I kept trying to click to find out the information, and it wasn't what was on. You know, it kept saying it was a different movie. They just put it on, but it was so good. It was sad. Yeah, it was Jennifer Love Hewitt and Betty White. And it was quite a while ago. So I was trying to see if I could figure out what it was, but it was really good. She's such a good actress.
Yeah, her legacy and legend and is going to be around for a real long time, because she was something else. Mm-hmm. I mean, she was a great actress. And then, yeah, Mr. A reminded me that Coach John Madden from the NFL, yes, he passed away
last week.
Yeah, so
hi,
that's
Poppy.
A
welcome.
That's a little sad thing there. I mean, he made televised football what it is today. I mean, he did a good job. Oh, yeah. Hey, and with that, well, thanks, Eric. Thanks for that little tribute.
Right.
That's good. And with the little bit of news about John Madden, we're going to break into A-Dog sports report.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Lost.
Hey, the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric presents the A-Dog Sports Report, starting right now.
Good morning.
Hi,
good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Man, what a busy weekend of sports.
Yep, the college football playoff semifinals, all the Broncos, all the NFL games I was watching. Just a bunch of football.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I went hockey crazy myself. But I did watch the Green Bay game, the Green Bay and the Vikings. I did watch that game.
Mm-hmm. They won last night by 27.
Yeah, I'm really becoming an Aaron Rodgers fan. It's funny because it's probably going to be like his last season. I think I read a rumor that that's what he's saying, that he might be out after this season. But yeah, good games. Anything mm-hmm. catch your eye?
Speaking of since you said hockey, I saw the Winter Classic, the outdoor game that they held.
Oh, yeah.
The regular season annual hockey game they hold outside annually, and
yep.
They said it was the coldest Winter Classic on date.
-8.
Yeah, it was -8 in the first period, -9 in the second period, and -10 by the end of the game.
Yeah, I know. I was watching that game. I mean, it was so cold. The ice was changing. The ice of the ice rink was changing.
Yeah.
It was getting a little more brittle, and it was it was an interesting game. And when me and Grammy were watching it, I told Grammy, I go, I bet the only thing these guys are thinking about, they're not thinking about winning. They're thinking about getting done and getting out of the cold.
Yeah. I did like the Minnesota Wilds uniforms that they wore, though. I thought they were pretty interesting.
Yeah. It was a fun game. No doubt it was a fun game. And the place was packed. I was surprised.
Yeah, they played at Target Field, home of the Minnesota Twins, the baseball team.
Yeah, baseball fields, baseball stadiums are not made for that kind of stuff. The fans were so far away from the ice rink. I mean,
it
was ridiculous. They should have figured out a way to bring those fans down closer.
Mm-hmm. You know?
But, it was a very entertaining game. Yeah. And then plus the NHL is postponing games right and left.
It's great. It's insane.
It don't make any sense what they're doing. Not at all. But
they're all getting rest.
You think they're gonna reschedule the games? And because I feel like they're gonna have to make them up.
I don't know, because look at the Islanders, the New York Islanders. They played Let's see. The Kraken played their game, played a game, and who were they playing? And they were supposed to make – there was an East Coast team or Canadian team, and they were supposed to make a sweep through the West. They had a four-game road trip. They're here. They're already here. They're going to make a sweep through. And they canceled their entire trip. And I'm thinking, why are they canceling their trip? Because nobody – you know, I mean, they're on the West Coast. I mean, everybody's healthy. All these teams are healthy, but they're canceling. I don't know. To me, Aaron, there's no rhyme or reason. I have no idea.
Like, they should be able to reschedule those games and make them up before, even before the playoffs begin. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that might be what they're going to do. But then we're going to have hockey. Hockey's going to be like the Major League Baseball, where there's going to be 5-6 games a week just to catch up on everything.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's crazy.
My Chicago Bulls, they've now won 7 in a row now.
Really?
And I just saw highlights over the week. That DeMar DeRozan hit back-to-back game winners and back-to-back games.
Hi, John.
At the buzzer, yeah. And I was like, oh, my goodness. Because when I was watching the hockey game, the classic, I was listening to the game on the radio and then watching the score on my television, because we have Xfinity here and you get to track the scores and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and that's how I was keeping track of the score, man. They're kicking some butt, and tonight the Bulls can go for their 8th straight win against the Magic tonight.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You know, I only thought buzzer – you don't see very many, buzzer breakers or buzzer winners.
Buzzer
beaters. You don't see too many of those happening in football. You know, very far and few between are those happening. You know, but basketball, yeah, you see him in basketball. Yeah, you see him in basketball quite a bit. I must have seen 5 of those in hockey. I mean, I was shocked. I mean, they're there, they're playing, you know, they're tied. They're going in, and like I think one of them was like there was 4 seconds left on the clock. 4 seconds left on the clock, and they scored and won. I mean, buzzer beaters in hockey. That's exciting stuff. Buzzer beaters are exciting.
In football, I think a buzzer beater would be like – you throw the game-winning touchdown pass as time expired, or I think this has been more common, like the team kicks a game-winning field goal right as time expires.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what the Bengals did yesterday to upset the Chiefs, and they won their division for the first time since 2015.
Man, the Chiefs lost again. Well, what did you see the Seahawks? The Seahawks finally won.
Yeah, did they beat? They beat Detroit, didn't they?
Yeah, I think they scored 51 points in that game. The Chiefs did.
It's a rarity you get to see an NFL team score 50 points in a game.
Well, and I looked at who they were playing. They were playing the Lions. The Lions have only won 2 games this season, you know. And I looked at Grammy and I go, you know, it's got to be like you're out on the field with your practice squad.
Well, here's the thing. Detroit has a bad team, and I ain't lying.
I got that one right away.
I did.
Yeah.
Surprising.
And I ain't lying. Well, that's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when's the college championship? That's coming up, right?
That's next Monday on the 10th between my Alabama Crimson Tide and the Georgia Bulldogs.
Yeah, that's what everybody would say was going to end up being, Alabama and Georgia.
Yeah, I was hoping for my Michigan Wolverines to win the Orange Bowl, but no, Michigan got like – they got beaten pretty bad in that game.
Ah, man.
Yeah.
Hi, Captain A.
Well, anything else sticking out to you, Aaron?
Just watching the NFL games yesterday because of the whole, you know – playoff clinching scenarios for all the teams and stuff like that.
I still think Green Bay is going to take it all.
Yeah, so. And I think with the win yesterday, the Packers got the number one seed in the NFC.
That's correct.
So that means they'll get a first round bye for the playoffs and then home field advantage.
Home field advantage. Yeah. You know, they're excuse me, they'll be bringing in these teams from the South, or even, you know, down where it's warm, and they got to come up and play in
the frozen tundra.
Yeah, the frozen tundra.
That's what they call it.
That is so funny. That is so funny.
That's crazy. Of course, my Broncos lost yesterday, and that means they're eliminated from playoff contention this year.
Yeah.
Well,
they'll be watching from the sideline with the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's going to be a tough game for them to win anyway. So,
and the Seahawks, they'll all be sitting there with the, you know, looking at the side coming in. I know I kind of got in trouble in Twitter because I was saying how, you know, the Kraken are having a hard time putting together a win, you know, and I made the reference that the Kraken are, you know, their typical Seattle team. You know, they're becoming a typical Seattle team. Puts on a good show but can't pull off the wins, like the Mariners and the Seahawks. And then I made the comment that the Kraken's becoming the NHL version of the Seattle Seahawks. And this person goes, "Yeah, what are you talking about? What's that supposed to mean?" And I replied back, "Apparently you haven't watched any Seahawk games." A bunch of people laughing at me. I mean, laughing with me on that. So, yeah, we'll see.
Just like the Seahawks, their season's flying by.
Oh, you're full of them this morning, aren't you?
Exactly.
All right, Aaron.
Oh,
my gosh.
Oh, brother.
All right, Aaron. Well, listen, thanks, man. Thanks for the sports report. We're getting close to all the playoffs and that kind of stuff. It'll be interesting to see what's going on. Hey, who are you taking in the college championship?
I have to go with Alabama. I do not like Georgia.
Hi, Jess.
I don't know. It's a toss-up to me. I don't know what I want. I want
Alabama to win. If it was Alabama and Michigan, like two of my favorite college football teams in there, I would have been really happy, but I have to root for Alabama. I have to.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. All right, Aaron. Thanks, man. Thanks a lot for the report, man. Hey, Dog Sports Report with Aaron. Hey, Jess Duck, did you make that Merc dip? If you did, how did it turn out? Jess contacted me and she goes, "Can I have the recipe for the Merc dip?" Yeah, baby.
Oh.
So I gave her the recipe for Merc dip. She was going to use that for her New Year's Eve stuff. She was going to put it out there. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm curious how it turned out. Hope it turned out okay. Hold on a second. I got to choke here for a minute. Hold on.
Oh, okay. Please hold on while I choke. Clear your throat, you mean?
There, that's better.
Oh, okay.
Hey, good grief, Dina Joe. What was with that fire in Colorado, that city? Man, I saw the pictures of it. It was
welcome. Outrageous. It's terrible. It's just was absolutely terrible. I've never seen – the winds were so bad, you know, on top of it. The winds were just so horrible that it was just hard to contain. And then the very next day we get snow. It just I can't even imagine those people, what they, you know, had to go through. It just
– right.
You saw it. I mean, it just would just went one after another, and it looks just – you know, there
were
houses that it didn't hit, and then the whole town. It's just the whole town like was evacuated.
It looked like a war zone.
Yeah.
The Marshall fires fire. At night and that? Yeah, good grief, you know.
Over 1,000 homes lost, 6,200 acres burnt. Two people.
But nobody died.
Dead.
They didn't lose any lives.
I thought there was two people. Oh, two people missing. There's two people missing.
Did they find them?
They haven't found them yet.
Okay.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
It was crazy. Thank God. You know, I don't even know what to say. But there's a lot of places that you can help if you want to help. But first, I found a thing. It's called www.checkthecharity.com. You always want to check where you're giving money to. Don't always believe the first thing, the sad story that they put out there, that's where it's going to go to. So go through that and check it. Of course, there's always the Red Cross, Boulder Office of Emergency Management. I'll put these through the chat. I guess Airbnb, through something, I guess through Airbnb, if you've listed your house, if you went through them before and you have room to house people, they're doing something with Airbnb. There's also a www.sistercarmen.org is another organization that you can look into that is collecting for those families. So yeah, very sad.
Man, it was just tragedy. I just could, but I mean, only property damage. We can handle only property damage.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. We're glad that nobody got killed and that kind of stuff. That's just some good stuff.
Yeah, we're hoping that they find the two that they're looking for. But yeah, just
Wow.
It never comes at a good time, a fire, but still it's just over 1,000 homes. It just that's a lot.
Yeah. Hey, I want to welcome everybody to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the show, to the live show. Appreciate everybody coming in. And to all you people out there worldwide that are downloading our show, hi! Thanks for downloading the show. Enjoy the show. And if you can, hit that subscription, that follow button. And just thanks for joining us. We appreciate all of you guys. Yeah, that's some bad stuff here. But you know what? I do have a good news story.
Oh, good.
A good news story. So I'm a follower of the Seattle Kraken, the hockey team. And during one of their preseason games, I think they were playing the Canucks. And I think that's the Vancouver team, the Vancouver Canucks. Well, a young lady that's studying medicine in the University of Washington, or Washington University, one of the two, she is sitting right behind the Canucks bench. And the the equipment manager is there, his back's to her. Well, she notices this growth on his neck. And she looks at it and she goes, man, that's not good. That's not good, that growth on the back of his neck. So she looked up on her phone what it was. And then she started banging on the glass because there's glass dividing everybody. She's banging on the glass, and finally gets the guy's attention. Now, she doesn't know him. He doesn't know her. Bangs on the glass, gets the guy's attention, holds her phone up to the glass so he could read that. And she says, you need to have that taken care of on the back of your neck. You need to get that taken care of. I'm a med student and whatever. I don't know what the exchange was, but she got it. She alerted him and she got, okay. All right. Yeah. Thanks. All right.
Hi, the only crazy. Thank you, Eric.
So they went and finished the game and they went on and on. Well, he went to the doctor. The doctor looked at it. It was cancerous. They did it. It was cancer. So they cut it out.
I've noticed that before happening.
Yeah. They cut it out. They took care of him. He went back and he got checked and he's cancer free. And the doctor said, if you hadn't had that taken care of, it probably would have killed you. And so now they were in town. They were in town Saturday, I believe. They were in town playing. And there was this mad rush to find out who this girl was. So they went to social media. The Krakens were out, putting things out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. They're trying to find who was that girl. Who was girl?
Yeah.
And they found her. And she came to the game. They arranged it because this guy wanted to meet her. He says, I want to find this girl. I need to find this girl so I can thank her. And so, the Kraken, they go, sure. So they helped him find her.
They found her.
They had a nice get together before the game. They got introduced, none of this social distancing and, they had their masks on. But, they gave each other the biggest hug you ever saw.
Oh, I bet.
They gave her the big hug. He was so thankful. This girl saved his life,
That's awesome.
And they're talking and all this and that. And then during the game, The camera zoomed in on her because she's sitting in the same spot she was on that game. The camera zoomed in on her, and over the big screen, they posted a thing saying that the Krakens and the other team, they joined together and was donating $10,000 to her for her education to finish her schooling in the medical field.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, the crowd went crazy. She went crazy. Everybody was cheering and happy. Man, I tell you what. That was so great. You know, so it was like after the game, it was like, this is the attitude of all the announcers and everything after the game. Hey, you know, the Kraken lost the game, but that's not the story.
Right.
This is the story. And yeah. What a great thing. And
that is awesome.
You know, there are people out there that care. You know, there's stories like that the media just refuses to cover. But there are stories out there that give you hope for humanity, because there
that's
are
why
good
we
people
need to
out
bring
there
more of those up. When we hear them, share them, you know,
exactly.
Because we need to hear that, because instead of all the hate and anger that they want us to have against each other, we should be sharing this kind of stuff and be applauding that there is goodness and kindness out there.
There is, you know. And, you know, chances are they don't have no political alliances at all.
No.
They don't agree on a lot of things. But the thing is, you know, that brought them together.
California, welcome.
Yeah, they shared, you know, and it's a good thing. Life. People do. And that you're right. That's exactly what we need to do this year, 2022. Let's focus on the good things that are going around.
We're not going to hear it anywhere else. We are going to hear it from each other. And that's what
Brew
we need to do.
Spread the love. Exactly.
Absolutely.
When you hear those good stories, share those good stories, you know.
Yeah.
Get them out there and add. And I know that's...
Let's combat that hate with love and kindness. Because we can do it. It takes us all.
Yeah.
It's a little village, they say, right?
Yeah.
A little podcast village. We can do it.
And so look at there. Two lives have been completely changed.
Yeah. That's
you know,
awesome.
And just out of a single act of care, a person that cares for someone else, you know, a stranger. She didn't know him
not
from the
out
man
to
in
get
the moon.
Anything, nothing. You know,
she didn't have to do that. She wasn't concerned. I mean, she didn't know him. She didn't have to do that. You know,
she was out at a game having fun.
At a game having fun, and you know, I tell you what, she's gonna be a great doctor. You know, she is going to be a great doctor. If that's how she's starting her medical career, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. So again, I applaud her. What a great, great person. And you can find that story. You can find that story on Facebook, Twitter. Look up the Seattle Kraken. Look up their places, and you can read all about it. It's just good stuff. Good stuff.
That's
man,
great.
It was so fun. It was so fun seeing them. And the cameras couldn't keep off her. And that was good. You know, they just kept showing her, you know, there she is. There she is. There's
That's
the girl.
Awesome.
And they showed him. They kept showing him. There he is. There he is. You know. So that's just some good stuff. That's some good stuff. Man, oh, man. I'm excited. I'm excited. 2022, you know, is going to be. You can make 2022 a good year for you, despite everything that is going on around us. You can still have a good year, you know, because, you know, people can't control your heart. People can't control your mind. I mean, you can have a good year.
Yep.
And it is going to be a good year. You know, I feel it. 2021 was not a bad year for the old man. We had a good year. And despite everything that's going on and all the inconveniences and all that, you know, it's like, I had to do what I had to do to get what I needed done. You know, I mean, you got a choice to make, you know, you can make the big giant stand at the Dollar Tree if you want, or you can just go in and get the stuff and get out. You know, that's how the old man, that's what I choose. You know, I'll fight my battles when I fight my battles, but on little things like that, you know, I'm not going to deal with it. You know, you know, I'm not going to go in there and deal with some little girl that's a clerk at Dollar Tree and, You know, she goes, Sarah, you got to have your mask on. Yeah, oh, okay, okay, no problem. You know, I'm only going to be in here about 5 minutes anyway. Get in, get out, be done with it, you know. We got to pick and choose your battles. Pick and choose your battles. Actually, pick and choose the battlefield that you want to be on, you know. Yeah. That makes it easier. Just pick and choose the battlefield. So it's just good times. Good times. I declare us all going to have a good time. Yeah. That's what I declare. And speaking of 2021, I made the comment last show that I was going to do the 2021 stats. These are our download stats for the year from January to December 2021. And primarily I do this as just a big thank you to everybody because this shows how much support you guys give us and we really appreciate you guys. And after I do the stats this for 2021, then I'm not going to do the stats every week like I used to every Friday. I'm just going to do monthly stats. So I'm going to change it from weekly to monthly. At the end of the month, we'll do the stats. And so all you states out there, all you countries, you're going to have to do your downloads and just hope for the best for the end of the month. Yeah. So let's see. So here we go. Here we go. Here are our 2021 stats. Okay. There we go. Coming in at number 5 with the most downloads. You know, these are the top 5 downloaded places. Number 5, the state of Washington with 1,966 downloads. Wow.
Wow.
Coming in at number 4, the state of Illinois with 2,110 downloads. Whoop, whoop. Number 3, the United Kingdom, UK, 2,482 downloads. Coming in at number 2, California. With 2,652 downloads for the year of 2021. And coming in at number 1 with 5,458 downloads.
Come on.
Colorado, the state of Colorado. Yeah, baby.
We did it. We are the champions of 2021. Yes, we are.
Our total downloads for the year from January to December of 2021 was 56,500. We had killed it. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
You followers
everybody.
Are awesome around the world. You guys are incredible. We love you guys today.
Absolutely.
And grand total downloads to date are a little over 71,000. So you guys are awesome, man. You guys are awesome. Oh, man. So I told Dina Jo this morning, I go, you know, I'm going to try to be a little more organized. Yeah, that's the number since we started, Poetic, that 71, a little over 71,000. So I told Dina Jo, I'm going to, you know, 2021, I'm going to try to be a little more organized with the show. I'm going to try to come up with a, you know, a list of things to talk about. So I sent her a picture of my notes. And we talked about it a little bit, you know, we're going along and I tell you, thank you, Ender Rich. Thank you. You know, I am not an organizing guy. I don't organize stuff like that. You know, we fly from the handle, you know, we shoot from the hip, fly from the handle. That's what we do here. And you know what I found out? You know what I found out, Dina Jo, after making the notes and all that stuff? I only have one other item to talk about, and we're done with the notes. And the show's only a little over a half hour.
There's still so much to talk about. We were off for a couple of days, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, I know. You know, this thing just blew my mind. You know how fast food places, they're known to have secret menu, secret menu things menu.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I heard people are like, what is that? Oh, man. I saw one yesterday that just blew my mind. And if the guy hadn't have done a video, I would have never believed it. I never would have believed it. But he did a video of it. He goes to Wendy's. Okay. He goes to the Wendy's. He goes up to the, he's driving through and he goes, I want to order the T-Rex burger. And so the T-Rex burger, $21 for the T-Rex burger. And so he gets it, and then he goes and he sits down. This thing is so huge. They have to double and triple wrap it with paper just to get it wrapped. It's big. It's a regular burger with 9 patties on it. Each patty's a piece of cheese. It's a 9-patty cheeseburger called the T-Rex. This thing has to be, gosh, I mean, it has to be 8 inches. It has to stand 8 inches tall. And this guy's looking at it. His eyes are bugging. And he goes, how am I supposed to bite this thing? Yeah, a cardiac burger. The cardiac burger. I told Grammy. She goes, you want to get one? I go, you know, I would go and ask. I would go and ask and see if I could get it. You know, just to see if they really do have it.
Hi, Asha.
Hey, Asha. Hey.
See if they really do have that T-Rex.
That item.
Yeah, that T-Rex burger. But yeah. Oh my God! I mean, what would you do with that thing? It showed him trying to eat it. You know, it's like he goes, I don't even know how to take a bite of this thing. He takes a big old bite and he goes, It didn't even put a dent into this thing. Hello, Asha. Happy New Year's, friend.
Hi,
hey, Area 81. Happy New Year's.
Welcome.
Happy New Year's to everybody. Happy New Year's if I haven't said it. But oh my gosh, that thing is so huge. That is so huge. Let's see. Two dads. He says something about a cardiac burger.
Yeah.
In Albany, Oregon, on a place called First Street Burgers, and it's called First Street Burgers because it's on First Street, you can go in there and order a cardiac arrest. You can order their cardiac arrest. And what it is, it's a big, giant, you know, 3/4 pound or 1 pound burger with cheese and the works. And instead of a bun, they use 2 grilled cheese sandwiches. The cardiac arrest. I know. I've never had one. I've thought about it, but it's like, oh my God.
I thought so, Troncat. I can't remember the item that they have on there, though. I've been trying to look for it. I can't find it. I can't remember what they have. I know Taco Bell, you can still get the Enchirito, which was always one of my favorites. Do you remember the Enchirito?
Yes, I do. That little
I do.
Now, is that a secret item?
Yeah, it's a secret item. It's secret. And then I guess at Five Guys, they have a fatty melt. It looks like it's like a burger. It's a grilled burger, you know, but it's, I guess, big to all kinds of stuff. Go ahead, Eric.
You can say, Eric. Well, like at Taco Bell, y'all remember a couple years ago where they were supposed to have discontinued the Mexican pizza menu item, which like slightly and big sexy, that was their favorite menu item at Taco Bell, and they were really disappointed in that. And I think to add to Troncat's thinking, like slightly loves the In-N-Out burger joint too. And here in Georgia, I think we're supposed to be opening a couple of like Whataburger stores.
Find you a Wendy's, see if they have the T-Rex burger there, Eric.
I'd have to look for it.
Hey, you're right, man cave. It is America. It is America. Healthy. Well, look at it this way. You know, I mean, you got to wear your mask. Got to wear your mask into a fast food place like McDonald's because, you know, they're concerned about health.
Well, you shut up.
But you're wearing it into McDonald's. I mean, really?
I noticed like some of our McDonald's stores that they've not been opening the dining room as frequently, you know, as like a couple other places. Right. It's just like drive through only or the food delivery services like your DoorDash, Grubhub, and Uber Eats.
Where, you know, how do you find out about these secret menu things? I mean,
You just know, you hear about them and you have to remember them. Like Frappuccino, Starbucks has a bunch of them. They have cinnamon roll Frappuccino, and then there was one other one up here called a butter. It looked disgusting. Here it is. Butter beer Frappuccino. I know there's a unicorn one they have. They have all kinds of them. I don't know. I guess word of mouth and by going there and still ordering it. I don't know.
That's what Ruku Beer was saying, probably off of YouTubes or staff or something.
Yeah.
Metal says the T-Rex is illegal in Canada.
You're not allowed to put more than six patties on a burger here. beyond six patties, it's obese, right? You can go up to six patties, but beyond that, oh my gosh, that's crazy.
I mean, it sounds to me like Canada is kind of real, like nanny-ish about like what you can and can't put on food. I guess they want to really be stingy instead of be generous.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Hey, welcome to joining the show there, Coffee Cup.
Yes, I know. It's when I didn't know what to put. I said Coffee Cup earlier. Yeah, like Tonkat was saying, one of the In-N-Out ones that is always is the animal fries. That's one that's not on their menu, but if you've had it before, you know it's you ask for your fries and you want them animal style.
Animal fries?
Yeah. That's when they
put... What
is that? It's the fries, and then it has the grilled onions on top of it, and then it has like their secret sauce on top of it, and the cheese, of course. Cheese.
Who is this?
In-N-Out.
Ooh, we have an In-N-Out.
Yeah, and you don't like them.
Well, I'd go and like those because I love me some taters.
Yeah, I know. Hi, my Tampa Bay. Yeah, right. Area 81. Am I forgetting anything? It's the fries, cheese, grilled onions, and their secret sauce all on top.
Troncast says it's a mixture. The secret sauce is a mixture of Thousand Island and grilled onions.
Oh, that together.
Mr. Aid made a mention of like a burger place like in Cincinnati that makes donuts into buns.
Killing me, Eric. You're killing me. Oh, that would be perfect. Oh man.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me? That's a cardiac arrest right there.
Yeah. That's a hamburger with a donut for a bun.
I don't
bun.
Know.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that. I just couldn't. I don't know.
None of this cutting the donut in half either. I want a full donut on each side.
No, they do. They use two big donuts on each side and then they put everything in between. Oh no.
Sweet and savory at the same time. I hope they put bacon on it.
Yeah,
did someone say donut? Yeah, donut. You know, that's just you know, it's the most unhealthiest thing around, but it is so fun and it's so good. Heart Attack Grill. Oh, they have a place. The Heart Attack Grill in Las Vegas offers a burger called the Quadruple Bypass. Nice.
Oh, no.
What's on that? What's on the Quadruple Bypass at the Heart Attack Grill? Now, see, that's a great name for a place. That is a great name for a place. The Heart Attack Grill. Yeah, and you go in there, and that's all you get is that stuff that you know it's gonna. Let's it's gonna. Your arteries grow. Harden as you walk in.
Cheese, bacon, more cheese, more bacon.
Yeah, baby, that's it. That's the name of the game, bacon. You know, you walked into a good restaurant when you can feel your arteries starting to clog and freeze up as you walk in. You know what I'd do if I had a restaurant like that? If I had a restaurant called the Heart Attack Grill, I mean, just as a promo thing, I'd have people sign waivers.
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
Yeah, you got to sign a waiver. Oh, you're gonna order the quadruple bypass? You got to sign this waiver. That would be awesome.
Yeah, there's 9,982 calories in that bad boy.
Oh,
the Heart Attack Grill quadruple bypass, 9,982 calories.
Holy moly. Good grief.
I know. You should see this. Oh, and they have little skimpy nurses and skimpy outfits bring you this big burger too, huh?
It would be the last thing you see before you die, yeah.
I know.
Two trophy dads. What is funny is some people eat these monstrosities and then get a Diet Coke. Well, you got to balance out the calories, buddy. Yeah.
You're right.
Now, see, I would go in there and go, oh, no, I'm just going to drink water. I'll just drink water. I don't want, no, water. This other stuff's not
with
healthy
a little
for
lemon
you.
In it, please.
Yeah, that other stuff's not, those other drinks aren't healthy for you. I'm just going to drink water. Yes, I'd like to have the quadruple bypass, please.
I'll tell you what, that just sounds good. I'd eat it. I'd have it. I definitely would have it. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I couldn't even think of it.
Well, yeah.
Hi, Lou Rock.
Jeez, I mean, my arteries are clogging just thinking about it.
I know.
I got this pain in my chest.
Oh my word.
I wonder what else they got in there. I wonder what else they have on that menu. Oh, he says, two trophy dust says the T-Rex has 3,000 calories. Did you look that up, buddy? Did you look that up? Or you just know?
Yeah, that's how I did it, yeah.
Yeah, looked it up. 3,000 calories. Mm-hmm. Gosh dang. You know, the one thing I don't understand is, like, you'll order a regular, say you order a regular a Whopper from Burger King. You know, order a Whopper from Burger King. You get the patty, you get the lettuce, the tomato, the onions, the buns, the sauce. And then it's like, you know, what, 600-700 calories for that burger. But now, is it the same if you make the exact same burger at home? You buy your ground beef, you buy all your stuff, and you grill you up a burger, and you put it on the bun with the same stuff. Is your burger at home still 600-700 calories?
Well, the meat's going to be different.
Well, where do the calories come from?
I don't think that's real cheese that they use.
They use
Burger
that.
Well, King and stuff.
Yeah,
and
they use I that don't processed use that cheese stuff.
Right, and I use regular cheese. And it depends on the type of meat you get. And yeah, I don't know. Do they get stuff that has so much?
Ruku Beer says it's the oil and the fat that's in the cheese and the meat.
Yeah, that keeps it, you know, good, you know, longer. Mac. I don't know. Hi, Dean.
I don't know either. I don't know. That's always puzzled me. How is this so full of calories
when I can have this? At home is better. I think at home is less fat just because you're gathering the stuff and it has less chemicals and crap in it.
I'm telling you, give me a
home.
I know what you're saying, Dina Jo. Give me a homemade, spam and Oreo cookie mayo sandwich.
Come on now. Yeah. My stomach's been is turning all weekend. I don't need to hear about that. Gross.
Oh my gosh. Oh geez. But you know, mustard's always good for you. Put mustard on everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh man, that's some good stuff. Let's see. Same ingredients, same nutritional value. Well, that's what you would think, Jess Duck. So that's why I'm questioning why the Whopper is more calories than if I make the burger at home. I just don't get it. But all I know is I'm hungry now.
Yeah, now you want yourself a big old burger. I know you. Don't you dare. You said you were going to take care of yourself 2022. Who was in the room when he said that? So no cardiac burgers. No T-Rex.
I said I was going to.
You can have a burger. Just don't have nine
pounds. I was going to start doing my squats again and some other exercises. I didn't say I was going to stop eating. How many calories did a restaurant mustard compare to your home? Well, I think the mustard's the same because it's French's. It's the yellow mustard. I hear you, Poe. Damn squats. Oh, no. She's getting us back on that squat thing again. Jeez Louise. Grammy was doing hers yesterday.
Grammy.
I walked in the room and turned around, walked out real fast. Whoa.
Like that little baby you send me all the time.
Yeah. In and out real fast. Well, I don't want to go in there. Yeah. Get those going. Oh, my. That's some fun stuff. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, listen. I'm just enjoying myself so much. I kind of got a little crazy here.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock.
You know what time it is? Rock. 9, it's 10, time for 11, Dina Jo's Today in Music History. So get out there, order yourself up a couple of cheeseburgers with fries and a couple of root beer floats to wash it down with. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen, the hostess with the mostest, Dina Jo.
Interesting song list here. So what are we doing now?
Yes.
We're doing the top 100.
Remember, we are doing Billboard's the 100 best songs according to their, you know, calculations for 2021. So we're going to start at 100 and count back to one. Not today, of course. We're doing about seven a day, except for on some of the days, like I was doing some yesterday, getting ahead of it. Like tomorrow, I'll read about some, but we won't be able to play the song because it's just not appropriate for our podcast. But we will, we will say this is the name and they were here, and then we'll move on to the next one.
Yes.
So, because I was listening, I'm like, I've never heard this. I better listen to this one. Nope, this isn't one I think we'll be able to play. But I'll tell you about them. I'll tell you where they were and what they said.
That sounds good.
All right. So,
it's still a little history. Still a little history stuff. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. All right. Number 100 is going to be ABBA. I didn't even know they had a song this past year, but they did. And it was called Don't Shut Me Down. This up-tempo track hides a sad lyric that finds Agnetha sitting alone on the park bench near her former lover's apartment as she watches the window on the second floor and a light goes on. Agnetha summons the courage to knock on the door of the home that they once shared. When the man answered, he was surprised to see his former partner. Would he let her in? Who knows? That's how the song ends, and it's a cliffhanger. So they don't know what happens. Does he invite her in? Does he not? I don't know. But here's ABBA and 100 on our list with Don't Shut Me Down.
A while ago, I heard the sound of children's laughter. Now it's quiet, so I guess they left the park. This wooden bench is getting harder by the hour. The sun is going down, it's getting dark. I realize I'm cold. The rain begins to
watch the This is ABBA. Don't shut me down. I'm sorry, ABBA. I'm shutting you down.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on.
We just play you a little taste of these things.
Yes.
Because we're doing it as an educational thing. We can scoot around copyright things, but we're just playing you a little taste of the song so you can take it and go back and listen to it in its entirety.
Okay, good idea. Okay, number 99 on our list is Lana Del Rey with White Dress. Miss Del Rey wrote the song with her producer Ann Toff also plays all the instruments on the track: the guitar, bass, drums, keys, and piano. Here Lana Del Rey reflects on a simpler time when, after graduating, she spent a year living on Long Island working as a waitress wearing a white dress. Del Rey felt free at the time as she was only 19 and yet to become famous. Here is Lana Del Rey with number 99 on our list with White Dress.
This is from her album, Chemtrails Over the Country Club.
Exactly.
Sunset, don't go with my head in my hands thinking of us.
And he's actually made the top 100.
This is Lana Del Rey, White Dress. Okay.
Okay. Now, number 98, I've never even heard of Pronoun, but that's the name of the band.
I never heard of them.
I know. I want to die, but I can't because I got to keep on living is the name of the song. Uh-huh. And Alicia Velturo, known professionally as Pronoun, is an American singer-songwriter and a one-woman band based out of Brooklyn, New York. Her music has been described by critics as indie synth and indie pop. Billboard named her as one of the breakout indie artists of 2019. Billboard would describe a both screaming along anthem about stunted emotional growth and a proof as to why Pronoun needs to be played in bigger stages. Here is Pronoun with number 98 on our list. I want to die, but I can't because I got to keep living.
Now this is the, she plays all the instruments. She plays all the instruments, Dina Jo?
No, that was the producer on the last song.
Oh, I see. Well, so far it sounds good.
Yeah.
I want to die, but I can't. My pronouns. It doesn't sound too bad.
Hi, Code 2319. Welcome back. Yeah. No, we do not have a YouTube channel.
No, we don't.
Sorry, Indic Rage. Okay, so number 97 on the list today is a band called Brock Hamilton featuring Danny Brown with Buzz Cut. After 2020 marked the first year since the 2016 without a new Brock Hamilton studio album, the self-proclaimed boy band returned in early spring with an acclaimed Roadrunner, New Light, New Machine. I guess that's the name of the album. Front man Kevin Abstract and guest Danny Brown quickly dialed up the energy with this respective verses on the Bulldozing project opener and lead single. Here is Brock Hamilton featuring Danny Brown with number 97 on our list with Buzz Cut. And only play 30 seconds.
And only play 30 seconds?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye, AJFD. Have a good day.
And they thought this song was better than the last one.
Yeah.
Who let the dope boys out?
Oh, yeah, I remember this one, Dina Jo. Who's my God that I'm praying? Yep, I remember this one.
So we can only play 30 seconds of that song.
Because we're a family-friendly song. And yeah. We don't have cussing and that on our song, on our show. Yeah, yeah. I played that yesterday, and I'm going, oh, all right. And then I go, what?
Yeah, okay. 30 seconds only.
And you're right, about 30 seconds, so that's about all I can
play. I tried to keep, like, look and say, okay, where did he say that? Oh, okay, that's as far as we can go. Then some of them are like, we can't even play this song. All right, number 96.
I remember, who did I do that with? It was somebody I did that with. I was going to do a song. It's like, no, we just can't do that song, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right. Number 96 on the list today is Kanye West featuring The Weeknd and Lil Baby with the song Hurricane.
Bye, Underage. Thanks for stopping by, buddy.
Hurricane is a song by American rapper Kanye West and Canadian singer-songwriter The Weeknd. It's the 10th studio album, Donda, I guess it's Donda, is what Hurricane is from. The song was sent to American Rhythmic Contemporary radio stations on September 14, 2011, as the album's lead single. The song achieved chart success in multiple countries, reaching the top 10 in Australia, Canada, Ireland, Norway, and the United Kingdom and the United States. So here is Kanye West featuring The Weeknd, Lil Baby, with 96 on her list, Hurricane. Again, never heard of it.
Never have you.
See this in 3D, all lights out for me.
I love his voice, The Weeknd.
Yeah, The Weeknd's got a good voice.
He does. 80 degrees, warm it up for me.
Finally free, found a part of me. Conway West, is he singing this or is he just... I don't know.
I think so, later on, yeah. I don't know
what this album is, Bo.
Donda. I think it's Donda. D-O-N-D-A.
Hurricane, Conway West with The Weeknd.
I think that's the name of it.
The name of the album?
Yeah, Donda.
Donda.
West's
10th
studio album, Donda. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She says, yep. Okay, good.
Hey, Josh.
All right. Hi, Saucy. Nice to see you. 95 on our list, and I don't know how to say this, if it's just BLXST featuring TY Dolla Sign and Tyga, Chosen, naturally BLXST's breakout single had to come packed with his signature West Coast flavor. The LA rapper, singer, producer makes modern day cookout music his songs providing the perfect two-step groove for a warm, sunny day kicking back with family and friends. Here is BLXST featuring TY Dolla $ign and Tyga with 95 on our list, Chosen.
I would say Blixt.
Blixt? I don't know.
Anyway, here's this song, Chosen.
Hi, Angie.
I gotta admit, I like this. I did like this song.
Hey, when it come to you, pistol like buzz, issue with trust. Won't let no one get a piece of your love. Yeah, base it on loyalty, base it on us. I ain't the picture perfect type, but I'm making it up. You say you want a bad flip, but I can't get enough.
I'm with your number when I'm with you. I'm into this fuck. Forbidden food on
apple.
That's Chosen by Blixt via BLXST. I like that. I liked it. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Lastly, on our list for today, we'll end with number 94, the top 100 Billboard top 100 songs for 2021, with Eric Church with Hell of a View.
Yeah, hold on a second. Hold on a second, Angel. Hey, Ender Rage, good to see you in the show. Hey, I saw you calling in. I don't take calls until people are established a little bit longer in the chat room. So I wasn't being mean or rude. We just don't take calls. But keep coming in the show. Let us get to know you a little bit better. And
He said it was an accident.
Oh, okay.
He has to go. And have a great day. And it was great to see you. I hope you come back tomorrow. Nice to see
you. Join us. Thank you, buddy. Thank you. I'm sorry, Dina Joe. Go ahead.
No problem. All right. We're going to end with Eric Church with Hell of a View. This romantic track is a love song for rebels. Church sings of a couple who chosen an adventurous life together over a safe one centered on making money. The two leave their hometown and chase their dreams of music and art, making it work against the odds. Ain't always heaven, baby. The living on the edge. You holding me, me holding you. It's a hell of a view. Those are the downsides to taking the road less traveled, but some serious upsides too. Here is Eric Church with number 94 on our list with Hell of a View.
That was no daddy's dream, was not your mom.
I like Eric Church's voice.
That was your first
day. Awesome.
Last ticket out of bed. I caught your wings on fire when I smoked my Bronco tires out of that town.
Hell of a View by Eric Church.
I'm good at rolling dice. No good at standing still.
Number 94.
You like a thought of chasing a life instead of
dying. Yeah, he's got a great voice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, what a very entertaining, great list, Dina Jo.
Yeah, interesting.
Yes.
For sure.
Very interesting. So, you know that song Chosen that was on there? It reminded me. I follow this podcast, group of guys, and they're called the Underground Shuffle Podcast.
Radio Project.
The Radio
Underground Project. Shuffle Podcast.
Oh yeah.
And they've just opened up a brand new web page for themselves. And
hi,
from what
I SMIW.
Under SHUFFEL. Underground Shuffle. The Underground Shuffle. And what they do is they look for talent. they look for the new talent. And if you're out there and you're trying to break into the music scene, you know, and you're kind of like the rap hip hop era type music, and you just can't get your music out there, get a hold of these guys, the Underground Shuffle Podcast. Go to their website. It's the Underground Shuffle. .com, I believe, is what it is. But anyway, you can find them on Instagram. You can find them on Instagram. You can find them on Facebook, the Underground Shuffle Podcast. They're no longer on Podbeam. I don't believe they're on Podbeam anymore. But look them up, because what they do is they have a little contest thing going, and they say submit your music to us. You submit your music to them. They listen to it, and then they pick some people to feature just to get new artists' music out there. And these are a good bunch of guys, a great bunch of guys. The Underground Shuffle Podcast. Find them, get your music out there, and see what happens. see what happens. So, awesome. Again, that's the Underground Shuffle Podcast.
Happy New Year's Radio.
Good group of people. Good group of people. Yeah, good times. Good times. So, man, that was just 94. Oh, we still got so much more to go through. I hope the songs get better as we go along.
There was a few
in there I liked. I liked that.
Yeah, there's interesting ones for sure. People I've never heard of, and I'm like, right. Really? I've never heard of these people before. But I guess that's what it's kind of all about. I'm sure when we get closer to what's getting to number one, there'll be a lot more that we know. But,
some of those in that, some of those at the very beginning, I'm going, what were they? Were they hard to find 100 people? I mean, it's like, but you know that 95 and 94, I like those. I like those. I mean, the 199, I'm going, huh? What the French post there?
I know. Wait till tomorrow.
Yeah. Wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, I know.
That almost sounds like a threat.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, no, I can't wait for tomorrow because this is fun. And I like how you give us a little history and a little education about the bands and that kind of stuff. So that makes it.
Some of them are so hard to find anything on these people besides what Billboard wrote about them. And sometimes what they wrote about them, I read it and I was like, what was that I just read? I don't understand. Were they just talking about music? Were they just talking about a song? Because that made no sense.
Right.
You know what I mean? The words, I'm like, what in the world did that
mean? Yeah. Yeah. It's like, where are they getting their information? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Are they just making it up? I don't know.
I don't understand what that meant. It was just like a bunch of gibberish to make it sound so appealing, I guess. But
right. I don't know.
I had to look it up for myself and look up the bands and kind of go that way.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, listen, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the next thing. Yeah. I'm looking forward to going and seeing if I can get that T-Rex burger.
No. And so I just brought up this chart at the 25 unhealthiest American grocer, and we were talking about cheese, you know, and they have American craft singles, American. So
the cheese processed stuff.
So just to think about
processed cheese stuff.
Right. It has 250 milligrams of sodium and 60 calories in one slice. So again, if you're making your burger at home, you're not going to use that, right?
No. You're going to use a good cheddar or a pepper jack cheese or, you know, provolone. Mm-hmm. You're going to use a good cheese. You know. Yep. Well, see, that's just it. When I used to eat. I don't know if it was because that's, you know, living with being raised by a single mom, trying to raise five kids, working, feeding the house, you know, she'd buy what she could buy. And we always had that processed cheese food stuff in the house, the Kraft foods, the American cheese, the, what was that other some, Velveeta.
The block cheese that you get.
The blocks,
Yeah.
You know, that's the kind of stuff we had. And it's like, whenever I finally got a real piece of cheese, like, hey, you want to try some of this cheddar? It was like, what? Oh, no. What's this? I felt like I'd gone to heaven. You know, what's this? Oh, that's real
that
cheese.
That doesn't taste like cheese.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know. Yeah. So, I can understand that. You know, and that. Yeah, and even the restaurants that say they use cheddar, is it really cheddar? I don't know, you know, because cheddar's expensive, you know, and if you're going to start throwing it on burgers, your burger prices are going to go up. And it's like wasabi.
Yeah.
It's like your wasabi. I like sushi, and they always give you wasabi. They say wasabi. I mix it in my soy sauce, get a nice little sauce going, you know, and and so, but I bought real wasabi. I have real wasabi here in the house. That stuff is spendy. I mean, it is expensive, and it doesn't taste anything like that stuff at the sushi places. I'll tell you what, it don't. I mean, it's close, but it's not, and it is so spicy, the real wasabi. Real wasabi is great. I love this stuff. But like I got this little ounce tube of it. I think I paid like $8 for it. It's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I bet.
You know? So yeah, so that green stuff you get at a sushi place, that's nothing but glorified horseradish. I'm serious. Look it up. It's horseradish with a green food dye in it. That's all it is. It's not real wasabi. I mean, it's good. And I don't know why they just don't say, you want some horseradish with that, you know? Yeah, yeah. But you know, I may have shared this a little while back, talking about horseradish. I ate some homemade horseradish at an Irish pub up in Seattle.
Uh-huh.
And we were up there having some corned beef and cabbage, you know, eating some, you know, some Irish
yummy
stuff.
Food.
Yeah. And I go, hey, you got any horseradish? I'd like to get some horseradish for my corned beef, because I love horseradish. I just love that stuff. And she brings it to the table, and she's holding the jar in her hand. And she goes, okay, here. And she scoops out a little bit and puts it on the plate. She goes, there you go. I go, excuse me? I go, no, you don't understand. That's not enough. I need more horseradish. She goes, no, you don't understand. This isn't your store-bought horseradish. This is real homemade horseradish. You might want to try a little bit before you start asking for more. So I did. I put my normal amount of horseradish on my
without bite trying it first.
Yeah, on my bite of meat, put it in my mouth. It was like my sinuses were clear for weeks after that. It's like, oh my God. It's she goes, so?
Yeah.
That was good. She goes, so how much more do you need? I'm good. Thank you. That's fine.
Exactly. See?
She's got a big laugh
thank
on her
you,
face.
Sassy. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's real stuff is awesome. I mean, you know, like that real horseradish, mm-hmm. Real wasabi. I can imagine, you know, what a real homemade mustard would taste like. You know, that stuff's just good. It's just good eating.
Oh,
homemade
yeah.
stuff. Mm-mm-mm-mm.
Without all and the crap in it.
Right, right. And you know why I'm excited, Nina Jo? The new year has started. We're starting to head towards spring. The winter solstice happened. The shortest day and the longest night happened, and now we're heading into spring. And what does spring mean? Planting gardens, baby. Planting our gardens. Yep. I can't hardly wait. And I found it, the older I get, the, you know, I like, you heard me last year, spring came, summer, I'm dying. I'm going, I can't wait for fall and winter.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
And I even heard you say that you weren't even going to do a garden this year.
I know, but I can't. I've got to do it. And so, you know, and now I'm, you know, I can't wait. I'm dying. It's too hot. So now fall came. Winter's here. Now I'm going, I can't stand it. It's too cold. Can't wait for spring. I've come to the conclusion my two favorite parts of the year are spring and fall. You know, really. I mean, I love it. And I love those times of year. And so we're going into spring. I'm going to figure out how many days we've got going into spring. And I can't wait. Spring. Love that. Love that time of year. So start planning your gardens. Start planning your gardens now. What are you going to grow? I don't know. I've never grown a garden. I don't know what to do. We'll grow some tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Tomatoes are the easiest things, I think, to grow, especially cherry
herbs,
tomatoes.
Herbs. Lots of
you
herbs.
Grow
you can
herbs,
use in your
yeah.
gardens. Yeah.
Yeah.
And use them.
You could have a salad garden where you grow a couple of different types of lettuce and some kale. You could go, if you like eating, I love eating greens. I love greens, collard greens and mustard greens.
Well, that's how I had you saw a lot of mine were all in little pots, and I used them as like my garden decorations. Like on my path, I had different herbs growing. On my walking path and stuff. So yeah, and zucchini. Yeah, we love the zucchini. Remember we had so much zucchini. We had the zucchini cooking, trying to talk about what to cook all our zucchini with.
We still have so much zucchini.
I know, Jess. It just started. I know. And he's like, fall, spring's coming. I'm like, winter just started, like last week.
I'm done with winter, Jess. I had two
You're
days.
You're done with it. Oh my gosh.
I'm done with it. Don't Hasselhoff. He said spinach. I grew homemade. I love spinach. I grew spinach for the first time last year. Loved it.
It's awesome.
It's great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fresh stuff is awesome. But yeah, I'm done with winter already. And it's only been like a week, couple of weeks.
I'm done with it. Well, that's because you had snow just twice. But you're always, I want snow. I want snow. And then when you got it, you're just like, ah.
Yeah, I know. I know. Well, I can't wait for the snow to come. So the snow came and it was like, ah, crap.
Exactly.
All right, our time's up. We're out of here today. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Been a great show. Been good seeing everybody coming in.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Back.
And all you downloaders that are downloading throughout the world, thank you for downloading. I hope you enjoyed the show. Tune in tomorrow, brand new show. We're here Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific time. You can count on us. We are always here. We're an alarm clock. We're an alarm clock, and we're going to knock you up. Here we go. Eric, you got some shows you wanted to come on you want to plug, buddy?
Well, coming on Podbean today, of course, be on lookout at 5 p.m. Eastern time for the John Gill program, and also on the Podbean daytime schedule, you'll have Milk Dog doing his impromptu shows, and then Solid Blue Sister at 4 p.m. Eastern, and I presume we'll have the Beans and Weenie show at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. And, of course, I know we'll be back tomorrow morning, same time as always. And then, of course, the Only Crazy Lady will have her tarot card reading show tomorrow afternoon. And of course, other shows like Frankie D and Slacker 82 and This Swap Doesn't Lie coming up later this week. And then, of course, This Swap Doesn't Lie will have John DeVito as their featured guest. And hopefully John DeVito will have maybe a couple of shows this week and maybe even slightly serious in the mix. And hopefully, of course, Ralph William and Mysteries of the Paranormal come back with new episodes this month. So enjoy the rest of your Monday and Happy New Year once again, everybody.
Great. Thanks, Eric. And don't forget, check out Poetic's readings, psychic readings that she does, theholyshift.com. Go to holyshift.com. Check her out. You can find her on Instagram, too. And don't forget Van Life Pantry, Sonda's podcast that she does about living kind of a nomadic life with traveling around in a van. And we got the Rock and Owl podcast. And don't forget the number two Trophy Dad show that's out there. Check them all out. A lot of good podcasts out there, but we're that you can choose from, and a lot of good shows out there. But we thank you for making us your go-to, your number one podcast of the day. We appreciate you.
We really appreciate it. We do it for you.
Yeah, we love you guys. Mm-hmm. Good times. Yeah, this is starting. We're just firing up, man. We're just setting the idol of 2020. What was that, Eric?
The old man's podcast is proud to be one of the fastest growing podcasts on the air. Because, like, and with our, we're just really growing not only here in America but around the world.
Yes, we
are. Shannon,
hey, Shannon, we're just wrapping up.
And now, final word from Dina Joe.
Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. Thanks so much for joining us today, you guys. We love you so much. Appreciate you and hope to see you back tomorrow. Bye.
Dina Joe. Sorry about not getting that notice there, Shannon. That's something that I personally cannot control. The blog's coming. I think I wrote one here a couple of weeks ago. You can find it on our webpage, The Old Man's Podcast Show.
Oh, we love you too, Shannon.
I got some other ideas on some blogs I'm going to write, and they'll be posted there. But anyway, our music's done. We're out of here. Good to see everybody. Thank you for coming. Have a great day. Do random acts of kindness. Be nice.
Love you and accomplish. See you around.
Bye.
Eric just got taken into the Matrix. Yeah. See you guys. Later, Gators.